Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With coronavirus infections surging in California, state and local officials are adding new restrictions in hopes of slowing down the cases. The new lockdown measures, which include a late-night curfew in most of California and the shuttering of restaurants and places of worship, have been met with some skepticism by a public weary of politicians breaking the very mandates they're imposing. Referring to the curfew, Dr. George Rutherford, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, said last week, "It's because of bad behavior going up in the evening, at least what I recall from college." Dr. Mark Golley, California Health and Human Services Secretary, said it aims to prevent super spreading incidents among friends at night that can begin a chain reaction. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey said Tuesday that Democrat Joe Biden won the state's presidential election vote and endorsed its voting process despite numerous claims of irregularities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a shortened work week for those of us fortunate enough to be working during this pandemic, USA Radio News' Val Dior looks at what the big meal will cost us in 2020.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The University of Illinois Extension is reporting an estimated 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Presidential pardons are just a way of life. Most happen behind the scenes without the knowledge of everyday Americans. This presidential pardon is probably the most popular in American politics. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys, corn, and cob to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey became the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans after President Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. From a helicopter, Utah state officials were flying over southeastern Utah last week looking for sheep as part of a routine task. What they found can't easily be explained away. Officers from the Department of Utah of Public Safety spotted a large metal monolith vertical in the ground extending about 12 feet tall. a single block of metal, it was sitting in Utah's Red Rock country. Officials have no idea how or when it got there, but reminded the public it's illegal to install structures of art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
And we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Barack Obama and Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Well, they're crossing paths again, but this time in bookstores. The former president and the former lawman, known as America's toughest sheriff, have both released new books, sure to delight their respective followers. And both Sheriff Joe and American Legend and Obama's A Promised Land touch on the event in both men's lives where their stories intersect. Arpaio's much-publicized investigation into the legitimacy of Obama's birth certificate. Sheriff Joe Arpaio joins us now. Sheriff, good to be talking to you again. How are you, sir?
Oh, live and kicking.
So, well, God bless you for that.
My book, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, an American legend, and Amazon. The reason I mention that, I did have a chapter regarding the birth certificate.
And, right.
And Obama and Biden. So,
Are you curious? Are you curious that Barack Obama would even bring it up in his book?
Well, I haven't read his book. I saw a promo on it, but I don't know. He's been after me since he took office.
No, I know that.
But
they keep bringing it up. I mean, one of the things that I've held to, and Sheriff, you know this better with your experience than I do. Your instincts are just so heightened. I mean, you know a con from, 100 yards away. You know what's coming. And what I have realized in my position is that I see people self-indicting. They tell you the truth. They'll tell you. I mean, even though in the midst of all the lies, they will say things, whether it's Joe Biden, bragging about holding back money for the president of Ukraine, his involvement with Hunter. They end up admitting and saying things that you go, well, he just admitted to his lie and said the truth. I mean, what was it? About a month roughly before the election, he bragged about having the best voter fraud organization ever in the history of voter politics.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't mind saying those things, but that's them. I testified before Biden in '83 in Washington and met him for a photo op 2009, and that's the only time I never got a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Because he probably was too stupid. He didn't realize he was investigating me till after the fact, but that's okay.
Right.
So my hero is Donald Trump. I said it when I first introduced him in July 2015. I stick with him. They went after him, but he's not finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my job, the birth certificate. I started that in 2011. The Tea Party in those days came to me and said nobody would do anything about it. You're the elected sheriff. I looked at it. I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. I've been a federal official all over the world. You don't take on a president without taking some heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened it up and worked hard with Mike Zullo, who's my chief investigator with a posse.
Mm-hmm.
And I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt shadow of a doubt that that is a fake government document. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to admit to it, but it's there. And my problem is, and I can't seem to understand this, is the fact that we have the evidence, and yet not one media outlet, no elected officials, no government officials has ever even said, can we at least look at your report?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the biggest cover up in history.
Right, exactly.
And I can't understand why everybody hides from it and nobody, I'm talking about the media, especially, and government officials.
Right.
Because we have a lot of sidebars concerning that investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And yet nobody will talk about it.
It is amazing.
Except you. That, you talk about
yeah, no, we've been talking about it for years. And our good friend Carl Gallup, who you had deputized, and, you know, and with Mike, we've had Mike on the show many times to discuss this issue. And I know that on a couple of occasions there have been some government officials who danced around, but they realized that this was such a hot potato that they didn't have the political capital nor the courage to really see this through, to go after a sitting, then a sitting president. And even here, and I have said and maintained, I think I even said this in our last conversation, that so much about the Obama administration would be discovered post the administration. But they've done a good job to keep that down. But that's why I'm surprised that he would bring this up again, because we've gone full circle. But they bring it up because they want to malign Donald Trump. But, you know, the genesis of this whole thing was Hillary Clinton herself. You know, she was the one that brought it up and tamped it down. And then when Donald Trump picked it up, boy, they wanted to pin that tail on his donkey, and it's been with him ever since. But the truth is the truth. Just as you said, the discovery, when Mike first went to Hawaii to check it out, you said, hey, go check this out. And I think he called you back a week or two later, and you said, okay, what's going on? Because you thought, hey, he's going to go there, not going to be a lot of there, let's move on. And but to satisfy a couple of hundred voters that said, Sheriff, we need you to look into this. I mean, you're our sheriff. You know, we may have elected somebody who, you know, is not eligible to be a president of the United States. And so Zulu comes back and he says, hey, look, we got trouble here in River City. This is much more serious than we realized. So then he started pulling back the onion skin, as he reported, and one layer at a time. And here it is. You know, we find out that, in fact, this was word processed at a time when word processing didn't exist. Exist when Barack Obama was born, and then you go on and discover the actual birth certificate from which they lifted and cut, copy, pasted, put onto Barack Obama's birth certificate. I mean, that's quite indicting, isn't it?
Well, don't forget, want to make sure we try to find the forensic scientists in the United States to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But 100 turned us down. We had to go to Italy. Find experts to prove that those items were removed from one birth certificate and placed on Obama's birth certificate. And then we got another opinion from a scientist in Hawaii, came up with the same, you know, results. So I don't know what you need. I think I know, after 56 years of law enforcement, what mm-hmm. probable cause is.
Yes.
And I also know what a smoking gun is. Actually, this is a smoking cannon, not a mm-hmm. gun.
Right.
So there's no doubt that that is a fake government document. And when I started this thing, I said from the beginning, I want to clear the president by opening this investigation. And I could care less where he was born. I'm after a government forged document.
Mm-hmm.
And I stick with that. Of course, it turned out that it is a fake document. So I stick with that to the bitter end. And yet I can't get any movement by anybody. And I think it's critical. This is a critical situation with a president that may have a fake birth certificate. And take it from there. Where does it go from there? Where's
exactly.
The original birth certificate?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it, and then I'll go away.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the simple solution. Show us the real certificate. You know, don't give us one that's been manufactured because it only adds to the lie. It just gets you deeper. It's like you're better off just not even saying anything. But again, it's surprising, the mainstream media, and I wrote about this recently, Sheriff Joe, that the media that has a nose for these kind of controversies normally under normal conditions, and how they've chosen just to purposely stay away from something this controversial and this, I believe, so obvious. More from Sheriff Joe after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we've said that for so long. You know, it's on bumper stickers, it's mottos, live free or die. And the idea is that, you know, even though you can say that, there is a time when that becomes a reality. And I believe where America is right now and what is suffering is at the very core of this motto, live free or die. I mean, Sheriff Joe, there was a sad story here about an individual. She's 90 years old and on quarantine. This is in Canada. I don't know if you read the story or not, but she was so depressed about being away from her friends and everything. It was just, you know, like a lot of people across the country, no matter what age you are. She's 90, and then when Canada said, hey, we're going on another lockdown, she says, that's it, I can't handle it. And so she opted for assisted suicide and surrendered her life because she would much rather be free and understood what that was. And so she was going to be free in death, not because she couldn't realize freedom on the here and now as a result of her country continuing to do these radical movements to and draconian to supposedly control something they themselves don't quite fully understand.
Yes, yeah, a sad situation, and our current president, he's still the president,
yes,
really did a great job on this virus situation. He isn't getting any credit for it, but he's right on target. It's a very complicated situation, and there's a lot of politics, as you know,
right,
all involved in this, including all the riots, and they're trying to destroy the president. They're jealous of his economic success. I can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, this problem is not just a medical problem. It's a big political problem.
Without a doubt. And the psychological damage it's doing on the people is untold. And for those, whether in big tech, those that are pulling the power levers and those that want to control, if they get their way, you know, I believe it will come with a dire circumstance, and we'll have to wait and see. But Sheriff Joe, I want you to finish out this story regarding, you know, the birth certificate and the controversy that continues. I've maintained that the reason the controversy continues because we don't have the truth. I mean, it's kind of like when you deal with your kid and your kid's lying to you. You may go to bed that night and have a restive night of sleep or no sleep because you know something's missing. But until you get to the truth of the matter, you really can't. It's not settled. And this is where we are right now, is that the reason this keeps coming in and coming up is that it's not settled. And meanwhile, Barack Obama and his followers keep trying to perpetrate this lie, and the people aren't buying it.
Well, it's amazing. You know, I'm not saying I was just a sheriff for 24 years, but it's amazing doing my tenure, what I come up with. It puts me right in smack in the middle of some of these controversies.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the birth certificate. There's a sidebar to that because the law firm Perkins Coie, you know who they
yes.
are. They
mm-hmm.
they're the ones that try to get the pardon that raised from me, joining 25 Congress people, and they know it can never happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that deliver the money to Hillary to give the steal.
Right.
They're the ones that joined George Soros, the billionaire, to get $3 million to defeat me. They're the ones that picked up a certain document from Hawaii and delivered it to Washington. So indirectly, I'm involved in that, notwithstanding the fact that the Obama administration in 2009 put me as a target on their 100 words or whatever report they usually do,
right,
that they wanted to get me defeated, get me out. So
mm-hmm.
they've been after me for a long time, and they finally got me on a Mickey Mouse contempt of court. Some judge hated me, and mm-hmm. Obama people just before the early voting, the day before, said they're going to charge me with a contempt of court, put me in prison. So you can understand somewhat how I feel, but I don't surrender. Let
right.
them keep coming.
Exactly. Well, God bless you for your courage, because you were an example to many of us. Again, as I said in the opening, Sheriff Joe, that democracy demands courage. And you never know what that will look like. And for you in this particular case, and thank God for President Trump. And I happen to be, you know, privy to the process unbeknownst to yourself, but I was aware that this pardon was coming down, and that, you know, and then you had reached out to President Trump and you had said, hey, look, it, I want to support you. And President Trump responded. And of course, later on when this attack, I mean, it's a political attack, which is, you know, amazing, because whether it's Hillary Clinton or even Barack Obama saying, oh, we don't go after our, you know, our political foes, our political enemies. And they did at every turn, whether it was you, Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, a long list of people that they went after, and they wanted to make sure you paid the price. I mean, all the Tea Party people, what they did, you know, which is amazing to me. That's another big story the media has never covered, is how many voting cycles were affected by the manipulation of Lois Lerner and the IRS and what they were able to do by not giving tax exemption, proper tax exemption, to the Tea Party organizations that ended up dying on the vine, because they had to pay extra extra fees that had they had the tax exemption, this would allow them to, you know, to thrive. But Barack Obama and his acolytes did everything they could to suppress, you know, that vote and that expression of, you know, our civil right.
Yeah, there's a big swamp down there in D.C., and the president trying to clean it up, but it's a very powerful, powerful swamp.
I don't know how anybody but an outsider can do that, Sheriff Joe, and this is why people were so elated in having Donald Trump. But yeah, I mean, like any personality, I mean, we all are curious individuals, but the president, on behalf of the people, look what he did in taking, you know, these regulations, throwing them out the door, taking the boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of people that Barack Obama and Joe Biden had placed upon it, how they killed jobs, sent millions of jobs because of the alliances that Biden had with China, and guess what? Those jobs are about ready to be packed up, put a bow on, if he gets inaugurated in January as the 46th president of the United States.
Yeah, it's sad, but, you know, we got the greatest country in the universe, so we go through cycles, so
right,
we'll still survive.
The greatest country is based on the greatest people, and the greatest people have got to stand up. We've got a couple minutes left here, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, your new book, An American Legend. You know, open it up a little bit and give us a little preview of what we can read when we get our hands on your book.
Well, first of all, this is my third book. I wrote two when I was a sheriff, but to me, this is the most important one, because the reason I did this, Bill, I just can't seem to get the story out to the public. So I wrote the book. It's all factual. I can back it up, and it's very interesting. So I go into my life history, my, you know, career as a U.S. narcotic agent and director in many places overseas, and I go into the Obama, to go into McCain and Biden, and the federal hit job on me, and I go into a lot of things here to try to get the story out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to thank, you know, David Thomas Roberts. I don't know if you know him. He's a publisher, and
right.
I got, and Ted Nugent's a buddy of mine, so he gave a nice little foreword. I usually don't put on my books people that support me, but this is a little different. So to me, it's an important book, and I'm sure when people read it, they're going to get a different opinion. It's not a Donald Trump book. I do mention him, I think, five times as being my hero.
Right.
And but it's a book about what I had to go through in life and bring the story out, because I just could never, in my 24 years as sheriff, let the people know I had another life that was more exciting than being the sheriff, the controversial sheriff.
Exactly.
So maybe this will help.
Well, we hope so. It's an American legend.
What happens.
The fascinating and untold true life story of America's most beloved crime fighter, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Sheriff, as always, an honor to have you with us. You take care. Be safe.
And thank you for your courage. Thank you, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. according to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America. This motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With coronavirus infections surging in California, state and local officials are adding new restrictions in hopes of slowing down the cases. The new lockdown measures, which include a late-night curfew in most of California and the shuttering of restaurants and places of worship, have been met with some skepticism by a public weary of politicians breaking the very mandates they're imposing. Referring to the curfew, Dr. George Rutherford, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, said last week, "It's because of bad behavior going up in the evening, at least what I recall from college." Dr. Mark Golley, California Health and Human Services Secretary, said, "It aims to prevent super spreading incidents among friends at night that can begin a chain reaction." Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey said Tuesday that Democrat Joe Biden won the state's presidential election vote and endorsed its voting process despite numerous claims of irregularities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us sharing a party today. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about how to avoid a holiday heart attack or a stroke. We're honored to have Dr. Robert Eckel. He's a prominent American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association medical volunteer. And he's joining with stroke survivor Karen Dawson to talk about why a healthy holiday is the best gift to get this year. You better believe it. Dr. Eckel and Karen Dawson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill, for having us.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning to you. Dr. Eckel, first, let's talk about the holiday heart attack phenomenon and why mortality is higher around the holidays. It has to do probably more than, you know, than turkey and gravy, right?
Well, turkey and gravy may be part of it, Bill, but I don't think it's one food item. Yes, there's no question about the increased risk of a heart attack or stroke and death from either a heart attack or stroke over the holidays. And this peaks around Christmas and, interestingly enough, the day after Christmas and on New Year's Day. So the reasons are multiple. I think the stress of the holiday season really is there for all of us. It manifests itself in somewhat different ways, but nevertheless, it's there. And this year, I think that could be higher for obvious reasons.
Right. I was just going to say the COVID factor coming into play here. We've had near 9 months of exacerbated stress, and you put that into the mix. You know, we need to be careful to manage it during the holiday season. I know that's what you're pointing to.
Yeah, that's clear. And the stress this year, again, I think maybe a little different than what we're used to. Mm-hmm. But the second thing is our dietary intake patterns tend to change. Ultimately, we eat more food than we really need to sustain our weight, and we ultimately become less active also. So ultimately, I think the lifestyle becomes modified unfavorably. And for exercise, most people get more sedentary, but a few people do exercise much more than their body is trained to do. So I think that's something people need to think about. Then on the intake side, the alcohol consumption tends to go up in those who already are drinkers. So this is another important consideration. And I think particularly important for Karen is the fact that she quit taking her medications around the holiday period. And I think, no question, that adds to that risk.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Karen, you live with type 2 diabetes, and you suffered a stroke. Tell us about your story.
Yes. When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I realized I was at a higher risk for heart disease and stroke, but I also thought I could thrive with it as long as I managed it well. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I would in one day have to worry about affording medical coverage. So years down the line, I had a part-time job. I did not have medical coverage, and therefore I did not take my high blood pressure or diabetes medication, and I ended up suffering a stroke.
Wow.
I am proud that I did survive my stroke, and I'm very thankful that I have a second chance, because not everyone gets one.
Yeah. Well, you were very fortunate. You remind me of that old axiom, Karen, we don't know what we don't know. And especially something like this. I mean, we still have that kind of teenager mindset that says we're impervious and that, our bodies, will be able to manage and we're going to be okay until we realize that there's some serious consequences and ramifications with type 2 diabetes, right?
Absolutely.
Doctor... Yeah. Go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Dr. Echol, tell us about the link between type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. What Karen experienced.
Well, that link between type 2 diabetes and heart disease and stroke has been there for decades, and still many patients with type 2 diabetes don't realize that risk. But importantly, that risk probably relates to diabetes per se, and we think about diabetes very simplistically as having a high blood sugar. And that likely contributes, but there are other things, Bill, that do contribute. One is there's more likely to be high blood pressure or hypertension in patients living with type 2 diabetes, and often that's inadequately controlled in those patients. And in addition, elevations in cholesterol and triglycerides in the bloodstream probably also contribute to that risk. And, of course, there's the lifestyle overall in patients with type 2 diabetes, which is not as optimal as for Karen right now. And I think ultimately we need to take steps to understand why heart attacks and strokes occur. And that's because patients with type 2 diabetes build up a lot more plaque in their arteries. And plaque can be stable and never result in a heart attack or a stroke, but ultimately the plaque can break down and a clot can form. And when a clot forms, the blood vessels leading to the heart, a heart attack follows. And likewise, when that clot forms in blood vessels leading to the brain, a stroke follows. So I think it's very important for patients living with type 2 diabetes or even without type 2 diabetes to recognize the signs and symptoms of a heart attack and stroke.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Robert Echol, a prominent American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association medical volunteer, with a stroke survivor, Karen Dawson, as we're talking about her story and her experience. For years, researchers have observed a phenomenon sometimes referred to as the holiday heart attack, where deaths from cardiac and non-cardiac causes dramatically increases starting at Thanksgiving in November and continuing through January. I mean, it's like, here we are on the East Coast and we deal with hurricane season, but we need to be very mindful that during this season coming up, this holiday season, that we're going to have a problem with the so-called holiday heart attack, so we need to be all the wiser. This is why we're so grateful for Dr. Echol and Karen for coming on the show. While researchers don't know exactly why, some possible reasons include changes in diet, alcohol consumption, stress from things like increased obligations, family interactions, and strained finances. Karen, this one's for you. Now, I understand you're working with the American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association to help people around the holidays. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm the National Ambassador for No Diabetes by Heart, and we're working with the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association to inspire others who have type 2 diabetes to help them manage their risk for stroke and for heart disease. Now, No Diabetes by Heart has put together a special text holiday program to help type 2 make it through to the end of the year, make you very happy and strong. You can text the word HOLIDAY 1-800-263 to get some tips and some inspiration. You can also hear from our celebrity ambassador, Angela Bassett, and have a chance to enter to win a virtual chapter in the new year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, Karen, I'm especially concerned about your story that you shared earlier with us, that you found yourself in a part-time job, you didn't have health insurance, and your story is, you know, lines up with many Americans today, and where they find that they just cannot seem to afford, or they make a choice not to get their medication. What's your warning, what's your admonition and encouragement to them, to other people who may be in a similar situation, who might just say, but you don't understand, I don't have the money to pay for my medication. What can we do?
We can look for resources that could be available that I didn't know existed until I went through this. But everybody's situation is a little different. But I would like to refer any other ideas to Dr. Bob.
Okay. Well,
so want me to take this one?
Yes, go ahead and follow up on that, because, you know, Karen brought up something really important here, and we want to help people and make sure that, you know, there are answers to the questions, but you've got to want those answers, don't you?
Yes, you do. And I think ultimately the government steps up through the CMS program with Medicare and Medicaid, which is backup plans. Medicaid particularly has to have a certain threshold income being beneath that to qualify for that. But, you know, as a physician who's taking care of patients who don't have adequate resources, many states have plans for the cost of insulin now is limited to $100 per vial. So that's a good plan. Goodness, the cost of insulin's gone up so very much. Mm-hmm. In addition, new drugs that are available to reduce the risk for heart attack and stroke now are available at discounted prices using co-pays, et cetera. So pharmaceutical companies are willing to step up and help those individuals who cannot afford medications that are clinically indicated. I think, you know, Karen mentioned an experience working with a pharmacy where she needed to get prescriptions, and the pharmacy had a plan available to her that ultimately she could get at least 3 months of medications for no charge.
Dr. Robert Eckel and Kara Dawson, thank you for being with us. Dr. Eckel, I'm going to give you the last word. Tell people where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Okay, Bill, there's a web link, nodiabetesbyheart.org, O-R-G, and that opens up the door to a lot of valuable information to help people exist through the holidays and beyond to keep themselves heart healthy, free of stroke and heart attack to follow.
This is sponsored by Amazon. The holidays are just around the corner, and customers can use a variety of payment methods, now including SNAP EBT on Amazon, to purchase the ingredients they need for holiday meals. During a time when families celebrate with their favorite meals and traditions, Amazon.com's grocery offerings provide customers with access to vast selection across grocery brands. Customers will be sure to find a range of budget-saving options that the whole family will love. And what's more, customers paying with SNAP EBT can shop Amazon Fresh with no Prime membership needed. That's fast and convenient grocery delivery with the ability to schedule your preferred delivery time within a 1 or 2 hour delivery window as early as same day. Customers can also choose to have attended or unattended delivery of their groceries for further safety and convenience. To learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP. Again, that's Amazon.com/SNAP.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Now with orders to
stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and with us is the Farmer and the Bell. It's all about this exciting movie that's just been released, Saving Santa Land, and what is coming out of this is a new Christmas family tradition that is in the making, a must-see faith and family film with a fun, heartwarming, entertaining story of finding the true meaning of beauty and the real power of faith. And back with us, it's been a while since we've had a chance to connect. This is Jen Gotson with us, and Jen, good to have you with us again.
Oh, Bill, hello, and yes. And hello, everybody.
and let's not forget, we got Jim with us too. Jim Chandler is with us. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having us both.
I'll tell you, this is really a pleasure. I mean, what you two have constructed here in this vision of this movie, and especially the message that it carries, Jen, this is something that you've studied for a long time, and this is a vehicle that needs to get out there, especially in a time when, the whole idea of beauty has just been marketed to the young girls. I mean, we've got some real goofy movies out there and influences for these young girls that is quite dangerous. And I think you bring balance to the idea of where beauty originates.
You know, Bill, 90% of girls and women believe this lie. If I'm beautiful, then I'm worthy to be loved. And, you know, when I was a teen, I definitely believed that lie. I looked up to famous models, magazines, and I would do my hair and makeup to look like them because I wanted to be liked by people. And then as an adult, you know, that negative thinking still stayed in my mind. I remember being a model in China and feeling out of place, and I would say over myself the truth that I learned from the psychologists and the pastors. I am a magnificent masterpiece. My body and soul are marvelously made. And there was a radiant joy that came across. And that got captured on camera on these pictures. And I said, wow, I want to give this to other girls and help them overcome these lies to really, truly connect to who God tells us we really are.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, when you and Jen got together on this project, give us a little bit of the backstory on this idea. And, it seems like it started with Jen, and then the two of you got together and just really cooked up a real special project here.
Yeah, it did. You know, Jen had the idea originally in 2016. And over the years, we've just been formulating it and
developing it and bringing on writers. And always that message was always there, though. And it just so happened that during the formulation of this project, it's like the timing ended up being perfect. We're like, we went through the Me Too movement, and we went through, like you mentioned before, some really silly movies out there that, you know, that are not necessarily good influences on girls. And what we wanted to do is, like, that movie, some of those movies, you know, they continually just focus on the problem of what the problem is and how bad it is. But what they don't show you is, how do you overcome that? And what is the solution to that worldly view, and what young girls might be being enticed to? So as we developed it, you know, we got to see what was happening in culture in real time. And the whole time while all this is happening, we're like, holy cow, our movie's message is so necessary.
Exactly.
To women that are going through these difficult things. And of course, shame on all the men who are predators. But, you know, sometimes women need to know that if they find themselves in a situation where something is being dangled in front of them, or a career or a movie role or whatever the case may be, is that, you know, they can stand on the power of God's love for them and just say, you know, I am a magnificent masterpiece. You don't give me my value. My value is inherent within me. And, you know, the men need to support that value, not try to take advantage of that value. So that was all a part of the formulation of our story. And just with the movie that came out this summer that was just so terrible to watch, and we would like to see ourselves as an antidote to that, where we focus on the solution. How does a woman or a young girl really identify themselves as being valuable? And we hope that messaging rings true in the hearts of the women that see the film.
And Bill, I was supposed to just touch quick on the fun side, the Christmas side. We took all of that messaging and we wrapped it up into a fun family Christmas movie. A lot of that inspiration came when I came to his family farm and I was a fish out of water. It was a pig, slop, the cows, licking my
You didn't You didn't fall in the pig pen, did you, Jen?
Oh, my gosh, no, but I came really close dealing with the pig slop and having an accident.
Yeah, well, the deal is I have always been a sucker for Christmas music, Christmas-themed movies, and that sort of thing. So my heart is already leaning that way. Jim brought up a great point here, you know, whether we're talking about cuties, what the mainstream media has been doing, magazines, entertainment, and that sort of thing, and this exploitation of young girls particularly. And what really happens, and as I've been studying deeper on this, is that and this is what's so important about the affirmation that you exercised. It is a process of renewing the mind and making sure the circuitry of your brain is God ordained and God protected. Because if we're going to be influenced by the sexploitators, these young girls particularly, even young boys being influenced by this as well, this is why God abhors sin, because in a sense, this opens up the doorway to sin and a pattern of life that is destructive and is counter the vision and purpose that God has for everybody's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You couldn't say that better. And when a girl is looking for love, we all know that a girl looks to a man for value. Unfortunately, that's a reality. When we say we look to God for value, sometimes that's really hard to really navigate. But if we can switch a paradigm thinking to say this prayer, dear Jesus, help me grasp how wide, high, long, and deep is your love for me, and we can hold on to Jesus as that lover of our soul, and we could truly transform there. There truly is freedom. And the psychologist Aaron Smalley from Focus on the Family was teaching me that people have a hardened heart. So we have to open our heart. And we have a bracelet in the movie, and we have a charm that dangles into the palm of your hand that you hold on to. And one side says, open my heart. It reminds us we have to have an open heart. And the other side says that prayer. And we designed it in a way so a girl and a woman can hold that heart into the palm of their hand when they are experiencing that struggle, looking at social media for filters and comparisons, struggling with depression, suicide, eating disorders, a woman walking into our room comparing herself with others, feeling fat, ugly, worthless. These is what people deal with on a day-to-day basis. And we really want to give those tools to help people.
Jim, speak to this issue that Jen just was talking about. From a male perspective, I mean, you know, we hear stories, they abound, how young men will marry a woman who has been patterned in such a way, whose perception of her life is so driven by Madison Avenue's idea of what beauty is all about. This is untenable, and it's impossible for, you know, a would-be husband or a current husband, you know, to manage, you know, that kind of situation, is it not?
Yeah, I definitely agree, and it's certainly an issue when there's so much influence coming in, just like we've been talking about, where it's like, this is what I have to be in order to be loved, in order to be valuable. And the sad thing is that just as it was unachievable when a young woman would walk by the windows and seeing the mannequins, because they were always at an unachievable standard of beauty and mm-hmm. these dresses, now we have an unachievable standard of beauty through filters on social media, where girls are taking pictures of themselves and they filter themselves to not even look like themselves. There's this alternate reality that our brains are trying to comprehend in addition to actual reality, and we can't separate the two. And this is really influencing young girls. And then now, you know, these young girls are turning into women, and, you know, if they're continually looking for a man for value instead of a man who can actually support the value that they already have, or enrich the value that they already have, or uplift the value that they already have. Right. I think that that's our role as men and as husbands, is to love our women, to treat them like the heirs to the throne that they are, and not ever think that I am responsible for giving this woman value. She already has value. So what can I do to support that value? How can I lift that value up? How can I elevate her and treat her and treat her with such high regard and respect in order to have that beautifully balanced relationship?
Exactly. And if you bring that out in the woman of your life, wow, I mean, sparks will fly. Right, exactly. It's kind of like the synopsis of the movie, how sparks fly between a famous model and a farmer with a young daughter.
Yeah.
When she visits her childhood home, the town is in danger of losing their beloved Santa Land Festival. But miracles can happen with a little love, family, and faith. Jen, congratulations on the movie. You and Jim have just done just an incredible job on this. And, of course, look at all the actors. I mean, you got our good friend Corbin Burnson, John Schneider. You even brought some family into the act. Adele Chandler, your niece, huh?
That's correct. Yes, it was great. You got to play my daughter. My dad plays the tree man, who you'll have to find out what tree man means by watching the movie. My mom was on the catering team. My brother was an animal wrangler. And my nephews and my cousins, all that live down here in the area by the farm, they helped out. My brother produced a song for the soundtrack. And my sister-in-law helped make the dresses that the flower girls wore in the wedding. Mm-hmm. So everybody was just a part of the whole thing. It was great.
It's about time they got a job, right, Jen? Well, look, we got to wrap things up. Jen, Jim, always a delight. Thank you so much for being with us. Jen, real quick, remind everybody, the movie itself is now being viewed on DVD, cable, and streaming, right?
That's right. Everywhere where you watch movies, you can find The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santa Land.
You got it. Jen Gotson, Jim Chandler, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having us. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.